Morning.
I truthfully did go back to bed and I got up the second time. And I was really feeling bad and I thought, well, I'm able to go scotch for the brothers that's been called. So we're all called, but we all don't take heed. There's a voice that can't be mistaken. You may not have a week's education. You may think you're the dumbest person that ever walked. But if the law has entered, He has spoke to your heart and let you understand what you are by nature and what you must be by His grace. This song, and unless you can touch the hem of His garment and be made whole, you'll never see how it looks in heaven's country. Pray for me. I need your prayers this morning. Hey, woman, one day tried many physicians, but rather grew worse in the Bible we're told. But when she had heard, she then went to Jesus and found what she needed for body and soul. If I could but touch the hem of His garment, if I could but touch some part of His robe, I know I'd be healed, my sins all forgiven. If I could but touch Him, I know I'd be whole. Blind Barnabas stood by the wayside begging, with no one to help him down life's troubled way. But Jesus came by and heard his sad crying. He touched his blind eyes and He healed him that day. Jesus one day walked the road up to Calvary, and there He was hanging on a rugged cross that you and I could have life everlasting. He died on the cross just to save my poor soul. If I could but touch the hem of His garment, if I could but touch some part of His robe, I know I'd be healed. sins all forgiven. If I could but touch him, I know I'd be whole.
Lord, help him, God, we pray.
You don't need but to touch him one time. When is that one time? That one time comes when you've done all that you know how to do. Don't try to think in your own ways and mind that you're going to get good enough to go to heaven. You'll never make it. You'll never make it. The Bible said there's but one name given under heaven whereby we must be saved. And it's that of Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Had there not been an Easter, there would not be a resurrection. Bless his name this morning that he come in the volume of the book, not to do his will, Brother Junior, but to do the will of his Father. Listen this morning. We look at this Godhead, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And these three are one. Listen today. It'll take the Holy Spirit to be sent unto you. But listen today. It'll take God, and God's the one that sends the Holy Spirit to do what? To convict you down in your heart that there's a heaven to gain and there's a hell to be shunned. Listen today. Had we all, Brother John, spoke about his experience here, listen, he's willing to die upon that experience that he had. I'm willing today to die upon what he blessed me to see and feel 30 years ago, 5 rows back in this house here. I walked through those doors that morning, lost, ruined, and undone, just as unsaved as I'd ever been in the 12 months travel that I'd been through. But little did I know that morning that peace was coming. Listen today, and let me tell you this morning, when it comes to you, don't sit back there. Get up and go home and tell your friends what great things the Lord has done for you. Do you know anything greater than him taking an old stony heart and giving us a heart of flesh? Listen today, that'll take you home to glory when this life is over. If you're looking from great thing shaking in heaven, let you understand that he's come in. You'll never hear that, Brother Terry. But if you hear a little still voice that comes in and says, thy sins, which are many, I freely forgive. Bless his name this morning. Brother Junior, he's got a way of talking to each and every one of us in what we need to hear. I'm very short of breath today. But I thank him this morning the best way that I know how, Brother Keith. Lord, thank you not for what you're going to do somewhere down the road, but what you've already done for me. Because I feel if I don't get up in the morning,
it'll be all right.
There'll be a morning I'm going to get up, Brother Terry.
Yeah.
And when I get up in that morning, I'm going to raise in a body not like this old weak vessel here. But I'm going to raise in His likeness. And then what? I'll be satisfied in both soul and body in that morning. Because of what? Because He made me a new creature in Him. Whatever Jesus is going to inherit, I'm going to inherit too. Listen, He went back to heaven to see His Father. We're going to heaven to see our Father. I thought so many times about old Moses that he couldn't behold Him. He had to look at Him from behind as He passed through. Can you witness a feeble mind ever knowing how to be to stand before a holy God in a holy world? No more heartaches, no more sickness, no more sorrows, but we'll reign with Him right on and on. Listen today, listen when He said, I had no beginning of days, I have no ending of days. I can't fathom that here, Brother John, but some of these blessed words, I'll understand it better by and by when we cross.
Yes, sir.
We won't cross Jordan alone. He'll be here on the other side waiting for us. Listen today, the door of mercy is still open. It'll stay open as long as He so allows it to be. But I assure you, as much as I assure you it's open right now, but one of these days it won't be. One of these days He'll be summoned and told, go down there and bring My people home. And when He does, it'll all be over in a world that we've all known. What few years you've been here, if they've been many, He's blessed you to be able to see many. Has nothing to do with age. The young are dying every day, the middle-aged and the old must die. But I'll tell you this morning, you don't have to go down to a world of loss. It's in your power today. And let me say it again. If the law has entered, you've been shown what you are by nature and what you must be by grace, then you've been warned and forewarned. It's left up to you now to decide what you want to do. You can go to heaven if you'll just call upon His name. He never turned away a beggar, and He never will. I want to say this before I sit down. I had a first cousin that he'd had polio when he was young and had grown up and even worked a farm, one leg shorter than the other. And he was real sick, and they took him to the hospital. He'd never been sick much either, though he was crippled almost all of his life. And I went into the room before they took him into surgery, and I told him, I said, and I knowed he was scared. I could see it all over him. I said, Kenis, I said, we're serving an almighty and an all-wise God. And if you've been calling upon Him from the depths of your heart, don't you worry about what faces you in there. He'll not take you out of this world, Brother Junior, without giving you the privilege and the opportunity. I watched him laying there on his bed before they took him in. and he just lit up like a Christmas tree. And they took him in and they brought him back out of surgery. And I went in to see him. He had the biggest smile on his face. He said, Lonnie, he said, I know what you said is true. He said, I'm almost there. He said, pray for me.
I'm almost there.
3 months later, we baptized him into the Little Mary Church. So listen today. If you're not all the way down that travail, get all the way down. He'll show you what you can't see except he shows you. I walked in here that morning. I thought, Lord, I know this much. When I come in and I sat down back here with two of my sisters, natural sisters, and both one of them had been in the church for many years. But I knew that unless he come to my rescue, and I prayed that prayer, set him right there. You may think, well, did you come in saved? No. I come in and was saved on the fifth row here in this house. That's why this church is dear to my heart. Dear. And I said, Lord, I don't know anything else to do. Lord, what took place in a short span of time there? This house was packed. They were sitting down the aisles and they were standing around the walls. But for a few moments of time, there was total silence, Brother Junior.
Yeah.
I never heard a song. I never heard nothing. But the Lord coming in and saying, thy sins, which are many, I freely forgive. Listen today. If I'd have done that day what the Lord wanted me to do, I'd have went home then and tell them what great things that he done for me. So if you're here today and he spoke peace to you, you'll never be satisfied till you can come in, get your feet under the table. Had I known that he'd have called me to the place that I now stand, it'd have probably been a whole lot harder for me, Brother John. I was backwards, but listen today. I would confess him before this whole wide world if I could get them all together at one time and tell him, tell the world who he is. Tell the world what he can do for you. You could be the worst sinner that ever walked here on his footstool 1 minute. 1 minute later, you can be singing with the angels in heaven. He's coming back to get that he died for. And you can be sure, if you know him, you'll not be left behind. Many, many of our soldier boys that is buried out here in the ocean, where they couldn't get them back. But I'll tell you this much, every one of them that made peace with him, he knows where they're sleeping. When the trumpet sounds, we're going to wake in his likeness. We'll give him all the praise and the glory that he so rightly deserves, Brother Junior. Sometimes I feel like such weak creature here. But thanks to be on to that high and holy name, Jesus, the only begotten of the Son of God. What a joy.
Man,
what a blessing it is.
Oh, it is, brother.
If you want to go to heaven, he's the only way you can go. He said, I'm the door of the sheepfold. Any man enter in, it's by me. If you try to go up some other way, the Bible also tells you what he does. You're a thief and a robber, Brother John. May God bless you, is my prayer. You brothers come.
Praise the Lord.